A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 31. The crew of the Tin Sparrow leave Coruscant and the Maw family behind as they head towards Dantooine to seek out Sawbones' next target.
You guys are on your ship. You're leaving Coruscant. You're headed to Dantooine. You guys are going after Timothy Curry. He is running for the Senate seat of Dantooine against the local incumbent, Deb Reedwalker. So what are you guys doing on your way to Dantooine? It'll take you a couple of days because there is not a direct shot from Coruscant to Dantooine. You'll have to do a couple of lane switches from hyperlane to hyperlane.
Changing lanes.
Yeah, so we'll say it's going to take you 3 days.
I need to hit up Audrey Fett.
Okay.
So I will do that.
All right. So you go to, I guess you just do this in your room, in your
yeah, I'll use my
captain's
personal
quarters.
Yeah.
And you ring her up and she's like,
hello.
Hey. Hello, well met.
Oh. Hey. Hi.
It's been a little bit since we talked.
Yeah. Where have you been? I haven't seen you around. You haven't been at the casino. I've checked. Not, I mean, every day, but every day.
Well, I'm happy to have your business. Well, I was talking to some people on Coruscant, and I was hoping to get in touch with Gorgonzola about maybe brokering a bit of a deal between the Republic and the Hutts with maybe eradicating this rat ghoul virus.
I can talk to her if you want me to.
Sure.
All right.
I'm just gonna go ahead and y'all call me.
Okay.
We'll talk to them.
Yeah, I'll have
to
run it by her because you know the Hutts.
For sure. I'll be on planet not too long from now.
Okay. We'll see you then if we don't talk to you before.
All right. Sounds good.
I have your monthly income report.
Great.
I'll send it to you now.
How much did you make off the rectal serum?
$56,000.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, she sends the invoice over.
Sweet.
So you finish up your call with Aubrey Fett. At some point on this trip, Stardust gives you a call, and she tells you how much the...
I'd probably call her. It's been about time. Okay. I'd call Stardust and see how the month's been.
Okay.
DM her.
And so she tells you that they made 147,000 credits for the
month.
Nice.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Hope everything's going well.
And she lets you know that everything is going along swimmingly. And then whomever is in charge of the casino, you call them.
Yeah, one of the bosses.
Yeah. And they let you know that the casino made 624,217,545 credits.
All right. All right.
Business is good when we're not fucking shit up inside of there.
Yeah, so, the more y'all are off planet, the better.
You made a fuck ton of money. Is there anything else you wanted to do on these like 3 days that you'll be traveling?
I have some Durasteel that I want to like start forming into a droid.
Okay.
So... hoping that it'll be like a medical droid to help us out in combat and stuff. So I was hoping you could help me out with that.
Yeah, I can mechanics on things.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go and work with Chub Rub.
Okay.
For a little bit.
We'll do some rolls. Give me a knowledge to technology check.
Is it 23?
All right. So you looking at the Durasteel and stuff, you can see that you have a good amount of Durasteel to make the casing, the kind of like outer side of the droid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where your knowledge kind of ends. You don't know much about the mechanics of doing it. So at this point, you take that to Chub Rub and you kind of explain your idea. And will you give me a mechanics check?
It's an 11.
Nope. So he does his best, but by the time that you guys arrive on Dantooine, he has not gotten far.
Okay.
I just kind of like stack it in weird piles.
Kale, what are you doing?
Can I start making plans for my... We got a bunch of schematics the last time.
Okay, so let's pick a schematic or prototype that of the ones that you were able to steal, you two were able to steal.
Well, before I even work on those schematics, I need to figure out, like, how I'm going to build.
Well, I was going to let you, like, select one and, like, or
the
prototype.
The grenade launcher.
Okay. Okay, give me a knowledge technology check, please.
It's a 22 to knowledge. Tech it up.
All right, so you're looking at those, and you are able to kind of follow along with how to get one of these made and all the components and work that's going to go into it. So whenever you get a chance to like talk business, you know that you're probably going to have to hire an engineer to help you actually put it together. So whenever you guys got to get back to like Nar Shaddaa or something.
Siri, remind me when we get to Nar Shaddaa.
What would you like me to remind you of?
Find an engineer.
Finding an Imagineer.
No. Erase. Back up. Back up. Alexa.
Anything else that you wanted to do?
Can I plan some races? Can I sign up for some races?
Sure. You go on to the HoloNet and you're able to find some pod racing events that are coming up.
Okay.
You look again on the HoloNet and you see that there's some pod racing events. Again, there's another one on Tatooine, another one on Malastare, and there's one on Ando Prime.
Oh, and there's also a lot of cute singles in my area.
I click on that.
On your personal holopad, it just shuts off after about 32 ads for nude local women pop up.
Nude local women. I love that.
Gotta get that ad blocker. Yeah.
Meet singles women in your area. Nudes. And your tablet just it sparks and shuts down.
God.
I'll do the Ando Prime.
Ando Prime? Okay. So you go to one of the main computer terminals on this ship. You start to hover over the meet local women.
Mm-hmm. I resist it.
And then you resist it and you click on the Ando Prime sign up and you sign
Ando
up.
Ando or Indo?
Ando, A-N-D-O. The application fee is 5,000 credits.
I pay that fee.
They will let you know soon.
My Space Pal account.
If they accept your application to participate in the Ando Prime event. There's a lot of other pod racers are applying as well. So
not everybody's attaching their headshots to their application.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone else's essay is like more than two sentences.
I am good at racing.
Please let me race.
And then
headshot. No, they're glamour shots. They're like hand under chin. There's a cowboy one.
Looking over the shoulder.
Yeah. There's one. If there's a coy one with me, finger over lips. A lot of duck faces.
Chubbs, what are you doing?
I mean, I was going to work with Willie on
doing some
Ewok stuff. I think me and Marky Mark, we're going to do some like force training.
Okay.
Just do some meditations and focusings. And
okay. Is there anything specific you want to work on in your force training?
I think I was going to practice my mind tricks with Mark and Obi.
This is going to be great.
Okay, can I have competing mind tricks? Or
please,
use the force checks?
Please, please.
24.
34.
Okay, so you guys are sitting across from each other. You're in the bunk. You're sitting on the floor, both of you. All right? You've got the holocrons like on the floor in front of you to like meditate on. And you guys are about to do a mind trick competition to see who can mind trick who first. Okay, so you rolled a 24, mm-hmm. and he rolled a 34. You guys go to mind trick each other. What do you say to him to try to mind trick him?
I was going
to
tell him that he forgot how to speak common.
Okay. What do you mind trick Chubrub into?
To believe that he is a beautiful bunny rabbit.
That is an accurate statement, sir. I am the most beautiful goddamn bunny rabbit that's ever hopped around.
Yeah.
Look at this. Boing, boing, boing. Oh, hell yeah.
It's just hopping around.
Look at my nose. I'm a cute motherfucker.
I enter the room. and slowly back out of
it. I throw a carrot at him.
All right. Yeah, so not much has changed. We're going to do this one a little bit different. This time, I want you to tell me, we're going to do like maybe two more of these. I want you to tell me what you're mind tricking the other person, and then I want you to roll for it.
I'm going to mind trick him into thinking that his lightsaber is actually like a living like tentacle that's trying to grab him.
Oh God.
Okay, what are you going
to... that he wants to transfer me all of his credits.
That is major right. Dark side. All
right.
And there those orbalisks grow a little bit.
All right.
All over him.
That's very... Since it's a jest... Wait, you're not going to get a dark side point.
I don't know if it'll be in jest until after it happens. If it works and he doesn't give it back, then it's not in jest.
Yeah, we'll find out real soon, won't we? All right.
Chevro pissed into a Venmo request.
All right. Give me your rolls.
Oh, that one's not good. It's a 20.
I have a 27.
Ooh.
I don't even know what this money is. Here you go.
Thanks.
I just gave you $11 million.
Oh, my God.
Credits,
sir.
Credits.
Yeah, I heard that credits. Burger business doing real well.
I'm going to try to mind trick him to shave his entire body.
Oh, no, he's going to be like Mr. Bigglesworth. Oh, no.
I'm going to have to sew him a costume that he has to wear of himself.
All right. I'm going to mind trick him into admitting that all of his movies were just the worst things that ever exist.
Okay.
That's equal to getting shaved.
All right. Here we go. Oh, man, the die is hating me tonight.
Let's say 31.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, it's like a 19.
Yeah, just killing that will save.
Just a shaved-ass Ewok.
Hold on. How does that happen?
Is this real?
So you walk out of the bunk. You make your way to like the common bathroom. Like
just let it...
Yeah, you walk out to the common bathroom.
Is he walking or hopping?
Hopping.
Oh, you're hopping to the common bathroom. He's just following behind, just laughing his ass off, as he is. And... everyone's kind of like, what the shit is happening?
Yeah, what's happening?
What the shit is happening?
I'm a glorious
He goes into
rabbit.
The bathroom. You guys hear like a of a razor. Anyone going to stop this madness from happening?
If both of them go into the restroom at the same time, then I'm going to see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, so you walk in and...
I knock. Mark?
Hey, what's Chubra? Going on?
Mark Chubrub?
Yeah, you walk in, and
I wiggle my nose at him.
And he is, so far, he has taken a chunk like from peck to shoulder. Just went, and you see what's happening. You see.
Hey, Chubrub. Let's.
What's up?
I don't think you want to do that.
I don't know. I kind of do.
Do you, Mark? What's happening here?
Oh, we had a
contest.
Why
are you shaving yourself, Chubrub?
I think I just felt like it. You know, sometimes you
don't
just get
you
an
like
urge.
Your hair?
Like, you know, like Britney, like 2007.
Did you mind trick him?
What's up?
Did you mind trick?
Oh, we mind tricked each other. We had a mind twick off. A twick off, as they say.
Mark, don't you want to stop this? I mean,
I don't know. This is really funny.
It's not going to be funny afterward when he doesn't have any fur.
I could buy him a fur coat.
He already has a fur coat. I don't think that's what he needs.
I can alter my onesie.
And I rolled a 32.
Just one more line? Just let him match it on
the
other
even
side.
It out.
Yeah, give him suspenders.
Oh my God, yes, it's us.
Skin spenders.
Yeah.
Skin spenders.
Okay, do skin spenders.
Yeah. And then, do I snap out of it like as soon as I do that? Or
yeah,
like,
he tells you to stop and you stop.
Motherfucker.
You have so many
hey,
freckles.
You lost.
Oh, motherfucker, I lose what? I got suspended. I can see my nipples. What the fuck? I had nipples. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I'm going to jot that down.
Yeah. Ewoks have nipples.
Mark, was this you, motherfucker?
What?
Did you do this?
Yeah, we started a battle. Remember?
Oh, motherfucker.
You lost every time.
Oh, is that why I was hopping?
Hey,
oh.
check your data pad for your credits, too.
Oh, you motherfucker. Give me that shit back.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give it to you. In small increments over the next 2 years.
I think you could use a beard.
And then I'm going to mind trick him to glue my fur to his face.
Oh, God.
And that's like a 34.
I'm going to walk back to what I was doing.
I walk into the kitchen. Hey, PN.
Oh, what's up?
Where's the glue?
I think Kale might have some in his crafting station.
1 second. Kale.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
You got glue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I have it?
Yes.
Need it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you going to do with this glue?
I'm going to put it on my face. And then I'm going to put the fur from Chub Rub on it.
Yeah,
we shaved him.
That checks out.
I give him the glue.
And I lather my hands up.
Uh-huh.
And I pat my face. And I went back into the bathroom. And I just, like, patch it on there. Like a really bad job. Like, it's just patchy as fuck. And so it's just on there. And then I look at it. I'm like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you a stone cold motherfucker now.
That's right. Not getting those credits now, back bitch.
Oh, you want to bet? It's on.
Do you send him the money back?
Yeah, I'll send him the money back.
Okay, I was like, you're going to take a dark side point if you don't.
Yeah, have your money back, you big baby.
Oh, thanks.
And then I mind trick him to be a baby.
Yeah, do it.
It's 31.
I just immediately just like drop to the ground.
Tear up and start pooping.
Yeah, I just start. I just like look at him and I go.
I walk out.
I'm holding a baggie that I've collected from his rabbit droppings. And I'm like, son of a bitch! I pick him up and I carry him out of the room in my arms.
So you spend the rest of the trip as a baby.
Yeah, I'm just pooping everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
God, no, you're not.
PN15 is feeding you with a bottle. But when you guys get to Dantooine, he mind tricks you back to being normal. Or ends the mind trick or whatever. What is Sawbone doing?
Hanging out in the cockpit, watching space flicks. Recently finished a documentary on some serial killer on Nar Shaddaa. Oh. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Really got me in the mindset of killing. So.
It's like taking notes. All
right, okay.
It was called Space Hunter.
Yeah.
Mine's Detonite Bomber. Okay, so aside from the stuff you did with Chubbs, is there anything else that you wanted
to
do?
Yeah, I was sitting in...
Although that's pretty good. I don't know if I should give you something special.
You don't get anything extra.
He's just been picking at the stuff on him for the last...
B, what have you been doing?
What?
please keep that long-ass pause in there.
I've been building characters over here.
For the past 3 days?
What? Oh, yeah. Basically, just...
Just being omnipotent.
Yeah. Just being omnipotent,
he
omniscient.
Died. Well, just time to come back.
Just hanging
reading
out.
Everything, you know.
Okay, is there anything that you want to do?
Yeah, I was in my room. Other than that,
uh-huh.
I was in my room, locked away, working on the future design of my lightsaber.
Okay.
And so far, in 3 full days, working nonstop, that's what I got so far.
For our listening audience, he is holding a rectangle.
So it's a it's a rectangle picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's a picture of a rectangle. I've driven
a rectangle.
I've drawn
must
one.
Be cool.
It says, must be cool. Okay. And then I did a logo, and it's like, you know, it's an M.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then Saber color, red question mark, blue question mark, or other question mark.
What color is other?
And, and then I also wrote down here, do I put the name of my films all over the hilt?
Check yes or no.
So.
All right. That's fun. At some point in those 3 days, you get a call from Box Drag. Your holo communicator starts beeping at you from the ship.
Hi.
Sawbone.
Yo.
That's good. Play it cool. Play it cool with your boss.
what up, dog?
We can give you a little bit more information on your target. Okay. I don't remember what I told you 2 days ago, so.
That he was a farmer on Dantooine.
Yeah, he is. There's an election for the upcoming Senate race on Dantooine. You guys know this already. His platform is one for the rights of farmers, whereas his opponent, Dev Reedwalker, seems to be more focused on making Dantooine a core agricultural hub for the Galactic Republic. And she's been passing new laws forcing the farmers to use seeds from a company backed by the exchange.
You did also say he's wanted dead.
He is wanted dead. He is the target. I'm just letting you guys know, since I know you have some beef with the exchange.
As soon as I hear the word exchange, I just start crying.
Motherfuckers!
As soon as I hear the word beef, I go to the kitchen.
So by the time you guys get there, there should be a debate happening. So that may be the perfect time to strike. So they'll both be together on a stage to talk about their platforms and why they should be voted in.
It's always on a stage. It's always on a stage. Sounds like we're blowing some people up.
Listen, so I've been able to work out two possible options for you guys to maybe do this. Okay. First and foremost, if you guys want to get in close, there is a AV tech company on the way to the debate right now. And you guys could probably intercede them and steal their ship. You guys should be able to intercept their ship, steal their ship. And when you show up, they'll just assume that you're AV and you guys can get in close. You'll probably have to set up everything for the event, but that will give you time to either scout locations for how you want to take them out, maybe plant some explosives or do whatever. The second option is we can spoof the ID of your ship, and you guys could be Republic officials there to monitor the debate. Once again, getting you close to the targets beforehand, so they'd even make it to the debate if you want. But remember, this is the Great Hunt. Sabo's got to get the kill. There's points for originality and how is there flair to it. I mean, you know, you could obviously always poison them if you want, which has a certain flair to it. An assassination of sorts, but the judges also like big booms, so. So what do you guys want to do?
We're going to blow the stage up.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
Quick decisions.
So he gives you the coordinates for the ship, and you can see that, like, if you guys come out of hyperspace at a specific spot, you guys will find their ship, and you guys can take it from them. So you guys fly to the coordinates. You come out of hyperspace. You see the ship right in front of you. It's about the size of the Tin Sparrow, only, you know, a small crew of probably about five people. And it looks like a little cargo ship. You know, it's what's carrying their cameras, the holo cameras, and their speakers or whatever, you know, and all the cabling and all that stuff. It's what it is. It's just essentially transporting that and the crew to go set this stuff up. And they're there, and they sure as shit see you guys come out of hyperspace right behind them. What are you guys doing?
I'm gonna inhale them.
Okay.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, we need your ship.
What?
I need this. My name is Nico Bellic, and I need this.
What?
Yeah, we need it.
Excuse me, Mr. Nico, I don't understand why you need this.
While he's talking to him, I just, like, start crawling over Sawbone. Just, like, I'm, like, on his head. Just, like, crawling over. Just, like,
Sawbone! Fucking chubra. Why do you have these... Why can I see your nipples? What happened to you?
I forgot he hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
What happened?
The whole time the other ship is waiting.
Sorry, other ship. I still need you, but why? Why? Hey, everybody. Why?
We'll catch
trouble?
You up. Just deal with just the task
why?
At hand.
Why?
I go over and I take Chubrub and I start patting him on the back.
There it is.
Okay, so other ship, I need you.
Oh. Why? Why?
We have to commandeer your ship because I need to borrow it to go down to the planet. I can let you hang out in a lounge area of our ship, but I need to borrow your ship and your gear.
I think we're gonna pass.
Okay, I'm gonna just blow it up then.
Listen here, you fucking nerds.
Do you want to roll a persuasion check for me?
18.
Yeah, I think we're gonna pass. We're just gonna keep moving now.
And they start like,
hey, someone help me
quickly. getting out of range.
Okay, everyone get in the Tin Sparrow.
All right, yeah, so you all run down to your ship, and you get on. PN-15 has already fired it up, so it's ready to go. So you guys literally just run in.
Get away, Dragger.
And you take off out of the hangar into space. the other ship is following behind you. Your crew is taking over command, and they are following behind you guys. They go ahead and they fire off a couple of, like, warning shots. Just, you know, the wide just, shots. Yeah. Just let them know, like, hey, we ain't fucking around. Mm-hmm. And you guys catch up behind them. Do you want to hail them again?
Hey, do you want to talk to them, or do you want me to do it?
You can do it.
Okay. Right. Wing, wing.
Hello? Again?
Hey, what's going on?
We're trying to get to Dantooine. We have to set up the stuff for the debate.
Okay.
Why are you firing on us?
Okay, tell you what. You come on over here.
What?
We'll take care of you. We'll give you some tea and some cookies. And we just take your ship, okay? We'll give it back to you. No scratches. Let's just do this, okay? Can I mind trick through,
You're talking to them, and I think you're probably close. Your ship is behind there, so I would say.
And I look at them and I go.
I'll say so.
And I say, hey, look right here, okay? And I point at my hand, and then I wave it. Mm-hmm. And, mind trick. You're going to give us your ship, okay? So 26.
Yes.
Hey, just pull over right here, okay?
All right.
He waves back at you.
Nice guy.
Guys, can you allow me to do something real quick? Like something really cool?
What are you trying to do?
I'm going
to
play a joke on him. Is that okay?
You can do anything you want.
Okay, cool. I'd like to reenact the Darth Vader scene at the end of Rogue One.
Oh, my God.
Now, hold on. But as a joke... I'm gonna go onto the ship and ignite my lightsaber and walk towards them, the crew. Very scary, like. But then I'm gonna turn it off and then I'm gonna say, "Ha ha, joke."
Oh,
is that cool?
That's the best prank I think I've ever seen.
Okay, so you board their ship.
Oh no!
All their lights are on because it's a perfectly normal ship.
I still ignite.
Yeah, so it's not as scary as you think it is.
In his head, though. Yeah. It's so scary.
And so you bore... You come through first, the door first. They all follow behind you. Chubrub is still in PN-15's arm back on the ship. And the guy that you were talking to, he waves at you.
Nice guy.
You were talking to, like, Oweekwe, which is, like, what Hondo is from Rebels. Mm-hmm. And so he waves at you, and there's two Ugnaughts in front of them, and... they both wave too.
And so I just realized that this isn't going the way that I planned.
Yeah.
And I turn the lightsaber off and I wave back.
Like, okay, we'll go get on your ship now. So okay. I wish you could have just told us that you were from the Republic, Master Jedi.
Yeah, get out of here.
Okay. So there's two Weequays and two Ugnaughts, and they all just kind of run past you onto the Tin Sparrow. So you guys now have complete control over the ship. Someone needs to pilot it, but you guys can take it back to your big ship, which is still unnamed, I think, at this point.
The big ship?
Yeah.
Big ship sounds cool.
So take it back up to the big ship.
I like that, actually. It's just easy. The big ship.
All right. Who's going to pilot that, and who's going to pilot the Tin Sparrow?
I'll pilot the ship we just took over.
Okay.
I'll pilot
the...
Do
you want to... I mean, if you...
Okay.
And everyone gets off the ship.
Oh my God.
So
are we both holding one piece of the equipment to pilot it?
So
Caleb is the actual pilot.
He flies their ship back to the big ship, and you two are like, I guess at the same time, trying to pilot this ship.
Like a Siamese thing.
And it takes you about 10 minutes because it's just flying in circles for about 8 of that.
As I pull away, I'm like...
Guys, what are you doing to my ship?
We're piloting.
He said, we got it together.
Same time.
Okay, you're going in circles.
Well, he go... If you went right, and then he went left...
It's jinx rules. Well, you gotta both pilot the ship. That's just the rules.
Paper X is it, and we both won. It was a draw.
It was a draw.
let's get back up to the big
All
ship.
All right.
So you guys get it up into the big ship.
Nice. Yeah. And now we know we can pilot things at the same time and learn skills.
Well,
he
doesn't
even have piloting. That
yeah, he didn't really do anything.
Mostly, I just played like a little child does when
you like hold the joystick and you're like,
essentially, you've unplugged the controller for me.
Yeah, yeah, he's in like the second piloting.
Yeah, he's in the co-pilot.
The co-pilot seat,
like,
seat, not doing anything. Yeah, the one that's not being used right now.
Wipers are going on and off.
Hitting buttons on the dash.
You guys take that ship. We're going to say you were in like another system, like because where how you guys have to jump and stuff. So you guys were outside of wherever they were leaving from. And you jump back into hyperspace and you continue on your way. Hey everyone, I hope that you are enjoying this episode of 8-Bit Saga. This is the part where I interrupt the show and I just blab about the same shit every week. First and foremost, again, thank you so much for checking out our show. Make sure you go check out the other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and the 8-Bit Geek. You can find all of those on our website at the8bitgeek.com. You can also find us everywhere, like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, etc., etc., etc. Wherever you get your podcasts, I guarantee you'll find us in our network. If you guys could just take the time, you know, to go leave a comment and rate and subscribe and do all of that fun stuff, that helps us move up the charts and helps us reach new listeners. And there's algorithms and whatnot that all go into play with that. So if you could just help us out, that'd be phenomenal. We'd love you forever. Speaking of our website, there are some really cool links that you should check out. First and foremost is our Threadless store, so you go 8bitgeek.threadless.com also, but you can find t-shirts there for all your favorite 8-bit shows, such as Saga, right? We got a couple Saga shirts up that are awesome. You can also find a link to our Patreon, where you can help support the show for as little as $1 a month. For $5 a month, you get a whole bunch of cool exclusive content, and we're thinking about maybe trying to get a Saga webcomic up on Patreon. There's maybe some Patreon content. I don't know. You guys let us know. If that is something that you would like, definitely become a Patreon for, let me know. Just reach out to us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the 8-bit saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you, which we have some named characters this week, such as Tomothy Curry, which is at Tomothy Curry 1824. We have Lynn Z, who is our good friend at Hello Lynn's. We have Deb Reed Walker, who is named after 8-Bit Geek's very own Deb Reed. That's at TXDM Reed. And then Kuno, who was mentioned in last week's episode, but I didn't want to draw name drop for spoilers. So that's Kuno at relax_Kuno. Thank you all for tweeting about the show and sharing the show and telling all your friends about it and getting people to come listen to us. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help us reach new listeners. And so we thank you all so, so much. Also on our website, you can find a link to our Discord, where we have like over 500 people talking about video games, movies, comics, art, getting fit, getting fat, all these different video games, and all this different stuff. So go check it out. Come join our community and find some new friends and people to play video games with and all this stuff. It's a lot of fun. So again, we have community events going on. We've done Left 4 Dead 2, Brawlhalla, Fortnite, Rocket League. We did a Rocket League tournament like last week or so, and we have another one coming up. We've done Mario Kart Racing. So it's just, we have a lot of stuff planned over there, and you should just go check it out. We also have there's a chat called Kale's Corner, which is all for artwork, and that leads me to something. We've gotten some really cool fan art recently. Over on Twitter from Shannon, and it's this PN15 drawing, and if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you go check it out over on Twitter. We've retweeted it and shared it and stuff. It's phenomenal. It's the best thing. I literally saw it and it was just like, that's it. That's what he looks like. That's it right there. So go check that out. If you want to send us art, like your fan art and stuff, again, you can tweet it to us. You can post it over on the Discord. You can post it on Facebook and tag us. You can just all that stuff. We want to see your artwork. We love it so much. Again, you can find us on Facebook at The Epic Geek. What else? As always, thank you to Graham Plowman for our theme and music of the show. We love it. Go check him out on Twitter at GP Composer. And I think that's it. I think we are done with this. Let's get back to the episode. Let's get back to the Great Hunt. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
So we've pulled back into the big ship.
Yeah, you guys are back in the big ship. The two Weequays and the two Ugnaughts, they get off of the Tin Sparrow, and they just kind of awkwardly stand around in the loading bay. It's kind of like, okay.
Hey, PN, can you entertain these guys?
Don't touch my puzzles.
He puts the puzzles down.
I knew it.
PN, just do some magic or something for these guys while we're gone.
Magic? I don't know any magic, so...
Well, I mean, you could look it up and then learn it, right? They're a robot. That's how that works.
But I guess I could plug into the...
Droids. Oh.
I'm
sorry.
A droid, not I'm a robot.
I was... Oh, I'm
racist.
So sorry.
You racist?
I did not mean to call you a robot. I mean, droid. You are a droid.
Yes. Yes, I am. I am a very proud droid at that.
So, PM, would you do some magic for these guys while we're gone?
I don't know magic. I'll see what I can find out. You guys wait there. I'm going to go plug into a computer and see if I can download something from, like, YouTube or something.
Okay. Or maybe just make magic or do something cool for them while we're gone.
Show them some Mock Kenobi movies.
Let's do that!
And he like, leads them to, like, a conference room or whatever, and he puts on the movies.
I yell to them and go,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you didn't have to torture them. I think that's a dark side.
That's real messed up.
You guys continue your trip to Dantooine. It's like a half-day trip from where you guys picked up their ship. It's like the next morning, essentially, that you guys get there. At some point during that time, you guys like took inventory of their ship just to see all the stuff they had and all the stuff they had to set up, all the tech. They also have two astromech droids that are there to help them set up their stuff and run cables and electrical things that maybe you're not skilled to do. When you get there, Mark does the thing that makes Chubb's not a baby anymore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God damn it.
You have been a baby and you have nipples. Why?
Oh, what the fuck? God damn it.
I like cover my nipples with my little paws and I look very embarrassed in my little diaper.
Listen, it's time to get real here. We have a mission.
I don't know what happened.
Well, let's just move past it.
That's probably for the best.
So you guys come out of hyperspace and Dantooine is right in front of you. You guys load into the tech support ship and you guys make your way towards the planet. You guys get, obviously, hailed by the planet.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Oh, are you the AV company here to set up for the debate?
Sure am.
All right. Well, we need you guys to get to the Kunda Plains.
Will do.
All right. And here are the coordinates.
And he gives you the coordinates where you guys need to go.
Cool.
And you guys head on that way.
I put on my cool onesie. IT onesie, the ones that have the
jumpsuit.
Yeah, the jumpsuit.
What's the name on the jumpsuit? Huh? What's the name?
Billy.
EA. Billy. Okay. Does anybody else put on the their uniforms?
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
What is
yeah. I'm actually. Will it fit over my armor? Can I put it on over my armor?
But it'll look up. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's like a zip up.
Yeah, you find a plus size one.
Yes. What's your name say?
Bob.
We got Billy and Bob. All right. what about you?
Is there one that says Thornton?
Thornton? Yes. So nice. Billy, Bob, and Thornton. Because they had some Ugnaughts, so there's definitely some in your size. So, and then Kale, what about you? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
Jessica.
Perfect.
Willie? Willie, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Got it. Montage of us all suiting up, and then Willie's just standing there, like checking his watch. Like, come
he's just
on, guys!
Walk out in a group, and we're all gonna have these suits on, and he's just gonna be dressed normally.
Well, maybe supervisor.
Supervisor.
Yeah. Fair enough. Touché.
So you guys fly down to Dantooine. You fly to the Kunda Plains, and you guys can see there is a bunch of like small buildings and stuff. Like houses and shops and stuff. It's a little kind of town, and kind of in the center of it looks like the foundation of a very large, what used to be a large building. And they have set up seating and stuff all around. It's like a circle, and they've set up seating and stuff. As you guys land, there is a lot of people bustling about. You can see there's a large crowd outside waiting to get in to see the debate, even though it's not set to start for a couple more hours. As you land, a person with a clipboard or a data pad in this case, because it's Star Wars.
But he's got a case over the data pad that looks like a clipboard.
Yeah. A person with a data pad approaches your ship as you guys land and start to get off the ship.
I like wheeling the stuff out.
Yeah, you guys are starting to unload all the equipment. This human approaches you. She's like, are you guys with, you guys are electroacoustics, yeah? You guys are here to do the setup?
Yep.
We are the nerds.
Perfect. All right, you guys can follow me. I'll show you guys where we need to set things up. And let's get this going, because the event starts in a couple hours, and we need to get all this good to go, all right?
Cool.
So she leads you through what used to be like a large entrance. She tells you this used to be the old Jedi Enclave. They used to be here on Dantooine. It was abandoned years and years ago. And after a while, the building wasn't being used, and it started to fall into disarray, and eventually we just tore it down. This whole area, we use it for events and concerts and fun stuff. It's called the Plains of the Jedi.
That's really interesting, as I brush my beard.
She watches you kind of brush it, and she's very grossed out. Because it just looks nasty, because it's been a couple of days at this point. And it is like, it's patchier than it was before, because some of it has just fallen off. So it's very
it's
nasty.
It's craft glue. What do you want from me?
She explains that there is a pretty good presence of security here, but they don't expect any trouble. Dantooine is a peaceful planet. But just to be safe, security has installed these, like on the stage, miniature force fields that will kind of encase them. Your little guy over there should be able to crawl underneath if he needs to run cables and wires and whatnot.
Whoa. Will there be any, does the force fields, you know, create any disturbance with electronics or anything?
No, these do not.
Okay.
And so they you shouldn't have to worry about the microphones or anything like that. It should be fine. In fact, I'm assuming you guys brought the lavalier mics that we asked for that you can clip to their clothing.
Of course.
Yeah. So she leads you into the area, and she kind of shows where, you know, they want the soundboard set up and where they want the lights and all that stuff.
As we're getting walked around, I look over at Sawbone. Do you know anything about this audio?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I watched that YouTube video.
Okay. People have held them over my head and stuff, but I've never set them up.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So she explains everything to you, and she tells you that you've got about 6 hours or so before the event starts to get all this stuff set up. So you guys get all the equipment unloaded and wheeled in, even though there's not wheels on anything. It's fucking Star Wars. Damn it.
It just hovers in.
Yeah, you hover everything in. So you guys get to setting things up. The little astromech droids are running around helping you guys get everything set up. One of the droids, however, does malfunction, and he blows an internal fuse, and it takes out a section of lighting. And you guys work to get that stuff all set up and fixed. And because of that, you guys only have an hour now to spare before the event starts. But aside from that, you get everything else set up.
Hey, yo, while we're chilling, you should call a box to see if the other person's on planet, what their name is.
Yeah, what's up, Sava?
Hey, I was just looking to see if you had any more information on the hunt that I'm on.
I sure do. What do you want to know?
What you got?
Well, I got some more information about, Thomas, and I got some more information about Deb Reed Walker and all that stuff. You want to know?
Good. Is there any information on, like, other bounty hunters that are on the same hunt as me?
Oh, see, that's a good thing to start with. You should have asked that first. Hey, remember that time when you on Daxon and you mouthed off
all
to
right,
that female bounty
wins,
hunter?
That fucking
and she
bitch
broke
wins.
Her and her team are the one is the team you're up against today.
Maybe I can take her out.
To dinner?
I mean...
No, I want to take her out.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, always ask. You're going against
each
other.
I'm not a fan of this Linz girl. She's a jerk.
It's Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Lindsay the Merciless.
Yep.
And I'm just saying, remember that she is a Claudite. She can change her appearance at will, so...
Oh, shit.
But can she change her smell?
I don't think they can actually change their, like, physical biology. As far as, like, the, you know... The insides, just their appearance. I guess some bones and stuff change, but overall, still the same person, you know. Man, I don't know shit about Claudites, guys.
Okay, what else you got?
Let's just get some information on Thomas. You know, he's a male human. He's about 35. He took over his family's farm after the passing of his father. Decided to run for local office after all the shitty years under Deb's control, right? And then some info on Deb Reedwalker, human female. Her age is unknown. She doesn't say. People ask her all the time in interviews, and she just says that it's rude to ask a woman's age. So we don't. I don't know. You'll know her when you see her.
Okay. She'll be the other person at the debate.
She'll be the other person at the debate.
So
yeah, pretty simple on that one.
How did you become the Great Hunter?
I'm just your team captain, bro. I'm just supposed to help you with your shit.
You're right.
I mean, you haven't asked for specifics, so I didn't bother spoogling these people. And what else?
Oh, nothing. Okay,
bye.
Bye.
And now what?
I rolled a 25 to know about Claudites.
Okay. Well, you know about as much as Box Trek does.
Okay. They have long claws.
Oh, and they sometimes have a smell that Chubrub would never forget.
Sometimes they bite. That's all I got.
Do they have a place they like to drink? So how do you get in?
Specifically on Dantooine, I can't imagine that species.
I mean, what would you do
like,
for a Claudite bar?
I'm done. That's all I got.
So what are you guys doing?
When we were setting up, couldn't we have planted bombs?
Absolutely.
So while we were setting up, I had Chubrub plant detonite under the like 4 or 5 spots of the stage.
That's some checks, right?
Yep. Give me some knowledge. Was it? You have knowledge. Holy mechanics? Shit.
Mechanics?
Right?
You so have much detonite.
19.
So with your knowledge mechanics and like his plan to put one under each spot, you find the perfect spot that when it goes off, it should only kill them.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
yeah.
Because precision. Using your knowledge that there are force fields around them, so you know it will blow up. Give me a mechanics check real quick.
31.
Okay, yeah. You are able to tie them both together to the same detonator switch.
Nice. I'm also going to wire in an extra bit of thermal detonator underneath where they exchange bitch was because I really don't like the exchange.
All right. Okay.
Is there confetti at all or no?
No.
Just wondered.
Bring some fireworks?
Like just confetti, you know, when they blow up, you know, flare.
Hey, PN15.
What's up, fella?
Add confetti to my shopping list.
I'm not Alexa.
As I said, the next thing you hear is him just be like, hey, Alexa.
Fine. Hey, Alexa. Add confetti to Chubrub's shopping list. Chubrub. Chubrub. Fucking Alexa.
I have added confetti to your list, pianist.
PN15, add Bite Switcher Sweets to my list.
All right. Hey, Alexa.
Yes, pianist.
Add Swisher Sweets to Willie Rose shopping list.
Adding Swanser Swans.
What the shit are Swanser Swans?
What are Swanser Swans? Looking. I did not find anything. PNS.
All right. Well, fuck it. I can't. I'll figure it out. God damn it.
So you get everything set up. You got the detonite in place. Chubrub gives the detonator to Sawbone.
Oh.
Again, you have about an hour left before the event kicks off. They do start opening the doors and people start filling in. So what you're looking at right now is the main floor. The big rectangle with the two X's is the stage with the two where they're going to be standing. There's like a big backdrop behind it, and there's also some like lighting hung up above. There's like risers surrounding that entirely. There are a couple of spots in between risers where people will be coming in and then filing up through the risers and stuff. There's also chairs and stuff all on that ground level. Back in the back is another, you see it's like a table. That's where the control station is for the sound and audio. You guys have already tested the mics and stuff. You guys, everything's working. Your lighting controls there too. It's pretty basic setup. Like, there's nothing fancy. Just house lights, stage lights. Kind of focus everything on them and dim the lights surrounding the area. The area fills up with people. There's a pretty good sized crowd there. And they're all waiting. You guys get the lights to come down. A like moderator goes and stands on the stage to introduce them. He has a spot on the stage kind of to the side. So he introduces the two candidates, and they both walk out. Timothy walks out with his family. He's got his wife and two kids there.
Oh.
Blow it now.
Oh, God.
Okay.
He goes and stands behind his podium. He's waving to everybody.
Take him now, Sawbone. Don't give the other bounty hunter a chance. Blow that shit now, man.
Yeah. They introduce Deb Reedwalker, and she walks out, and her husband goes and takes a seat next to the other family. And they're sitting kind of like on the front row. And the panel begins, the debate. Chubrub, give me that perception check.
21.
You catch on the wind the faintest whiff of Lindsay.
I smell the finger trap.
Everyone else, give me perception checks real quick. Sawbone is back behind the table. Kale is behind the table with him. Chubrub's stealthily up near the front, I guess. And then I guess Willie's back there as well. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. Perception checks. What do we get?
19.
19?
23.
23?
18.
31.
Holy shit, all right.
21.
Okay, Sawbone, you raise the detonator, and you notice to the side of you is a face that's a little familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. You recognize it as one of Lindsay's team members.
I go,
everybody, one of Lindsay's team members is right to my right.
As I'm, like, calming them for it, I like, reach down for my gun.
Mm-hmm. So you see a Rodian like to your right, and you point him out to the rest of the team.
I'll be right back.
I'm pressing the button.
Right as you're about to press the button, a shot rings out and knocks it out of your hand, and it goes flying across the floor.
Do we see where that came from or no?
Perception checks.
24.
24. Pocket jerky.
What?
I rolled a 1.
Oh,
he just eats pocket jerky. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't get it.
All right, what'd you get?
24.
Oh, my God.
12.
Oh.
No one saw where it came from.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up to the dude, mm-hmm, and try to mind trick him.
Was it a silent shot?
What? No. Roll initiative.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
What, minute 40 in, yeah, man.
I didn't hear anything, so.
You said, okay, this is a good time for my computer to go to sleep. And he goes, wake me up.
That's good. All right, let's that was, just yeah, stop now and start over. Here we go.
So you guys are going after a target named Timothy Curry.
Timothy Curry.
Timothy Curry.
Like,
named after a listener.
Tim Curry?
I don't.
Cheese. Pizza.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Trying to search missed connections, but they're not there. Just 404.
Is that too soon for you? Is that Jer just made a sour face?
Crying over here.
Some planets have it. Some don't. It's available in the outer rim.
That's right.
Just go talk to PN15. He always has them.
Those are some janky ass misconnections.
So, which one do you want to sign up for?
The
which girl?
No, the race.
Which girl do you want to sign up for?
The Wookiee.
The application fee is 5,000 credits.
And you don't have it, gazillionaire.
Yeah. And they'll get back.
Hey, Willie Rowe, I heard you came into some money recently.
Hey, that's my gig. Hey, that's me.
Yeah, I learned it from you.
Hey, Sawbone, I heard you came into some money.
I heard Mark Kenobi's trucks are doing well.
The stocks are doing better and better. Need a loan?
I'm funding those stocks, eating need all that shit.
It's like a doggy, one of those little doggy poop bags,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. A little turd emoji on it.
He just keeps opening them because he thinks they're eggs. Not tricked again. Fool me once.
Wait.
fool me once. You can't fool me again, Chub Rub.
Baba.
I pick him up and I carry him out of the room in my arms.
What's the name of that company?
It's Electroacoustics.
Come on.
Name drop.
Come on.
That's a company I used to work for. They're assholes. So.
So assuming we're supposed to blow them up completely.
No, but you can steal their ship.
Where did y'all put Baby Chub Rub?
You're on. No. No.
Yeah, Baby Chub Rub is on the ship. He's back on the ship.
No.
Oh, no. Actually, I take it back.
Baby, you stop being
PN15 is holding you and cradling you.
Can PN15 even hold him?
Why? Why? It's been a couple. I don't understand this.
Just go with
Why
it.
Why am I holding him? I hate this. He's heavy.
You gonna call him up?
He's pooping on me.
What's up, Jess?
Hey, Billy.
You saw the memo on that HR sent out. You can't be doing that now.
Billy. Are you gonna change your voice?
Please, please, do
it. You know how I am with impressions.
You love heels and everything.
Can you do a female Kilby bag?
Don't you keep heels and like all this wig stuff somewhere?
Hey, Billy.
Oh, God, it's so bad. I knew it was going to be bad as I was.
That... I like it, though. I like it.
Sure.
Hey, Billy.
It's a big guy.
It's gross. It sounds like the little woman from Poltergeist.
Yeah, it really does.
This house is clear. There's a strange presence in this house.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Fuck.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that voice the whole time.
I mean, that's staying in.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
So you guys land near...
Stop looking at Jessica.
Wow.
You know who that is, right?
Jess can do that. His name isn't Jessica.
I know. It's okay.
Fuck.
Rails us.
All right.
I'm rubbing my nipples because they're tender. Mm. And I'm not comfortable with the clothes rubbing out.
You're wearing the thing that says Thornton.
I know, but it's just not comfortable on my little...
They are probably,
you know,
rubbing
whenever
the
you're wearing like a jacket.
In the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's starting to chafe. Ooh, I think it's a normal fur protection. There's a science behind this.
No,
I'm going to take some bantha butter and just rub my nipples.
That's probably a good idea.
Oh,
smell that?
Yeah, so he's doing that on the ship while you guys are unloading.
No, I'm just doing that while we're on the planet. Just rubbing butter on my nipples.
Oh, God.
Put your clothes back on.
Quick question. Was Mark Kenobi ever a best boy?
A what?
Is that what it's called? Best boy?
Or yeah. Grip.
A grip or a best boy?
A key grip?
Always an actor. Remember that.
Okay.
He started from the
also
bottom.
Also a writer.
And writer, yeah.
And producer.
And producer. I've also directed a couple things, but never worked in audio.
So you guys get all the...
I'm only an actor. And then a list of other roles. Also a Jedi, okay?
Yeah.
Spookle me, bitch.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Billy.
I'm gonna have to take you to HR. You can't talk to Jessica like that.
Classic.
Do you think he's on Farmers Only?
What? Is that a local hookup group?
Probably.
That's oddly specific.
Yeah, it's
guess.
Where you can go to get plowed.
Whoa! Coming in hot.
Hey. Okay.
I'm sorry, Box. That was very inappropriate. We just like to have a good time.
Okay. Sure.
Add Swisher Sweets to Willy Rose shopping list.
Adding Swanser Swans.
What the shit are Swanser Swans?
What are Swanser Swans? Looking, looking. I did not find anything. PNS.
Alexa, add Swisher Sweets to Willy Rose shopping list.
For the home audience, Alexa just responded to me
from the other room.
From the other room. Well, now we know what Ed sounds like.
At least what Alexa thinks.
Well,
fucking Alexa stealing the best goof of the whole fucking series.
Fuck, I don't even know how I leave that in the episode.
Yeah, you can't. I didn't mean it to.
Yep. You have to.
You add the Alexa sound.
You're always looking for that's blooper content right there.
That's end of the episode blooper.
Yeah, that is end of the episode blooper material.
You have to also point at the specific episode of 8-Bit Geek when you said Swisher Sweets a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you mind if you guys got this up here? I might take a chub rub and go downstairs, you know, into the temple.
We got an hour left. Shopping montage?
Downstairs.
Yeah, you know, into the basement.
What?
Underground.
I don't think there's a basement here.
Under the ground.
Yeah. Trap door, all that, you know?
Okay. As I went down to the temple to pray, studying about the Jedi way, who shall win?
No. There's no temple.
Yeah.
We need to go to the cave. There is a crystal cave.
Oh, Chub Rub, let's go down. Come on down. Chub Rub, let's go down. Down to the temple to pray.